There's a contradiction at the heart of the relationship between artists and the public in the United States. Art is considered culturally important and beneficial to the public, but hardly any public funds are paid directly to artists for their labor. Rather, the responsibility of art funding has been shared across the public, private, and philanthropic sectors, resulting in uneven access to art across the country and unsustainable and convoluted ways of compensating artists for their work. So what would happen if we just paid artists, like with public money? Like, what would happen if we decided to create jobs for artists, real jobs with healthcare benefits and paid time off? Would that be so bad, for real? Like, would it be frivolous, a waste of taxpayer money? Most people in the United States, an overwhelming majority of people, in fact, actually believe that art is important. They see how the arts benefit their local economy, and they want their kids to learn about art. But it seems like nobody wants to pay artists directly. It's like, we want the art, but we don't want to deal with the artist. Or maybe we just don't view this group of workers as workers. There are actually a few examples from the 20th century, a few instances where artists were compensated for their labor. They were hired as workers and they were paid with public funds. These instances occurred in times of economic turmoil, which I think begs the question, is it easier to see artists as workers when everyone is suffering financially as much as artists are most of the time? The artist in America occupies a weird position. On one hand, they are looked at with skepticism, perceived as unserious eccentrics who are always in need of money and resources. While on the other hand, the artist is a creative genius, a celebrity even, whose work can be found in the private collections of billionaires and in the most famous museums all over the world. The artist can be a burden on society or a member of the elite. Of course, there's a whole spectrum in between and even outside of these two extremes, but for the most part, a majority of artists are broke, while a select minority are rich. The public values art, but they have very limited interactions with artists. And art is considered beneficial to the public, but public funding for artists has been reduced to a trickle. These incongruencies are related to the economic system we operate in, capitalism. Art making as a skill or a job does not fit neatly into the extractive, exploitative, profit-maximizing drivers of capital. And an artwork as a commodity is unique in that its monetary value does not necessarily reflect the cost of its production, which is the artist's labor plus materials. To make it make sense under capitalism, art is treated as a luxury good, because the luxury category allows goods to operate outside the typical logic of capitalism, where monetary value can be inflated. Now, art production is something humankind has been engaged in for hundreds of thousands of years, long before capitalism was ever even theorized. The ability to make art has been important for just as long, evidenced by the fact that humans across space and time have continued to do it in various ways. So it is a social agreement that dictates the importance of art, a public consensus around the intrinsic cultural and historic importance of art. And yet, consistent public support for artists has never really been realized in the United States on a broad scale. It was temporarily enacted, though, through the Works Progress Administration of the 1930s and through the Comprehensive Employment and Training Act of 1973, something I'm willing to wager you've never heard of. Art production for and in response to the public is the most appropriate relationship for artists to engage in. The next most logical step would be for the art worker to be compensated with public dollars, a public subsidy for a public good. I'm Abby Miller, and this is Art Worker, a podcast where we explore our relationship to art under capitalism. In the first season of the show, we're going to explore a story that takes place in the city I live in, Atlanta. We're going to go back to the 1970s, to a time when artists were being paid with public funds to make art, create programming for the public, and to be in community with other workers in the city. Thank you.
Bye.